Great Data Prep with Premier.
Yeah, is Tammy in?
This is Tammy. How can I help you?
Hey, Tammy. This is Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I know you're busy. I won't take up too much of your time. I was just looking in contact with you about a financial offer my bank sent out a few weeks ago. Looks like we had you guys pre-approved for some equipment and capital for $250K. So, you know, I was just trying to touch base, see everything was going out there in Phoenix for you guys this summer.
How am I pre-approved for 250 by on what?
It's just kind of you know, the benchmark, but you know, what we do is we actually free up a percentage of your sales. So how much were you looking to bring on?
Oh, so this is cash is what you're talking about.
Yeah, are you familiar with working capital?
Right. I'm actually looking to buy a piece of equipment that's a little bit less than a 250.
Okay, well, yeah, equipment's actually our bread and butter, so, you know, we can, 250 is just kind of like a benchmark, so, you know, we're definitely flexible and we could help you out, you know, with whatever it is you're needing to get, though.
Mm-hmm.
What was it you were looking to bring?
Another printing press.
Okay, you said it was just under 250?
Yeah, for about 225.
225?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what did you guys do in sales last year, too, just to give you a little better idea?
1.8 million.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What we do is we actually free up about 10 to 15% of that. So, you know, just based off that, we'd probably be able to give you about 180. You know, probably you said that was 225 for that equipment, though, so we'd be able to do that as well. Do you maybe have a quote or an invoice for that, or?
I don't have an invoice right now, but I have a quote, and so I could call my vendor and get something more formal.
No, a quote works too. What I was just going to ask, though, was do you have a deadline, or, you know, are you just kind of shopping around right now?
I do have a deadline, and so I just, all this kind of happened at the end of last week and then the holiday, and so I'm just trying to get, I've been actually filling out applications today because I'd like to have this equipment on my floor middle to end of July.
Okay.
So I need to move fast, and so I don't really know, is that something?
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, I definitely called the right person. Then what we do is we have a 24-hour approval, and then it's 24 on top of that for funding. So, you know, we do work very fast. It is Monday as well, so if you, I know you just mentioned you were doing applications today, too. We're out here in San Diego, so I'm getting ready to head out of the office. But if you ended up getting the app maybe filled out to me tonight, we could give you an answer by tomorrow, the end of the day, and then maybe even fund if everything went smoothly by, you know, Wednesday, Thursday. But, yeah, we do work very fast. We have a very fast turnover, and then our app is just a one-page application, very straightforward. So.
Can you send me something with your information on it and what you would need and...
Yeah, definitely. What's a good email?
It's Tammy, T-A-M-I,
mm-hmm.
at print
uh-huh.
with Premier.
Is that with spelt out too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I got print with Premier.
Uh-huh, and Premier is P-R-E-M-I-E-R.
Perfect.
And it's .com.
.com.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you over the app right when we get off the phone. But yeah, like I was just saying, you know, it's a very fast, simple, straightforward application. It's just a one-page app. I can actually help you fill out some of it right now if you have a few minutes, you know, just to help give you a better idea, you know, on what it is you're looking for, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
What? How long have you been in business for?
Since 1958, and so about 58 years, and incorporated since 87.
Since 87, you said?
Right.
And then are you the 100% owner out there, too, or do you have...
Not. My parents are 50-50, so I'm not the owner.
Okay. You know, what is your, like, responsibility down there, too, if you don't mind me asking? Are you, like, the CFO, or...?
Yes, I take care of daily, I do operations and financials both, so.
Okay, just kind of doing
like
it all for me.
General manager, right.
Nice, nice. Yeah, well, just kind of had to ask because with the application, you know, just to see if you'd be able to fill that out for us too. And then have you
right,
said you've
I'll
been...
I'll fill it out and I'll have Johnny to sign it before the morning and I'll get it scanned and over to you. They're not here right now, but they'll be here in the morning.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that too. Yeah, so then you think you could get that back to me maybe tomorrow morning then after you get that signed?
Right. I'll fill it all out tonight. I'll have it signed in the morning, and I'll have it to you before you get there in the morning.
Perfect. Sounds like we'll get this done pretty quick then. The other thing, I'll go ahead and attach it in the email too. We base it off of sales, so we need 6 months of your most recent bank statements. That would be back to January, because it is July now.
Okay.
And then with that too, just the most recent tax returns, so we can see, you know, ownership breakdown and then your gross sales as well. So, you know, just those documents and then that app, I'll go ahead and shoot that over as well, and then we can go ahead and work from there.
Awesome, that will be good.
And then you said you've been looking into, you know, getting this machine with some other people too, right?
Yeah, there's two other, there's a local finance company, local bank here, and then I filled out an application for a, I don't know, somebody like you, I guess it's called, late last week, and so...
Who was that too, if you don't mind me asking? We can get you some better rates, you know, if I go ahead and get the specifics on.
Well, the person here is a broker who goes to multiple banks. So he's a traditional, kind of like a broker that goes around and finds things. It's called Thunderbird Finance.
You said Thunderbird?
Yeah. So I think it's just very, I think it's very small and local. And I'm looking here. I'm not seeing it. I had the application, but I don't see it here.
Was the other one, is it Bank of America? Do you guys still bank with them, too?
No, it's not with them.
Okay, I had a old file down. Looks like for some capital you guys might have brought out a few years back with them, too, so.
Right, we did a lot of work with them, and, you know, when they were, but they used to be our deposit bank and
right.
Credit with them and yeah, so.
Well, what did
them in years?
Okay. Just trying to, you know, get some info. What did Thunderbird say though? Did they end up giving you guys, you know, an offer?
I said I just was talking to people on Thursday and Friday. I don't have any answers. I don't have any rates. I don't have anything.
Okay. Just so trying I'm, to.
Yeah, I don't have any idea of what the rates would be.
Okay, no, that's fine. Just, you know, getting an idea. We have, you know, with what I was saying with that too, we have a match repeat policy too. So, you know, if they ended up getting you, you know, an offer or a quote, then we could end up go ahead and match repeat that too. So if you did have any of that, you could just attach that with the app when you send it back and we can go from there and, you know, work something out a little more economical for you guys.
Okay, wonderful.
Do you guys have any, you know, current working capital loans out or?
We don't. I was... Yeah, if you really could get us a full 250, I would probably put the other 25 just towards working capital, get us through the summer. We should have a nice big bump in revenue this year because we do a lot of print and mail for the political candidates that are running in
yeah, mm-hmm,
and
right.
So we'll see about $170,000, $180,000 bump with that. And so,
yeah, pretty big return on investment you guys are going to be looking at with that, right?
Right.
And then what was your deadline? You mentioned to me briefly, you said it was July?
Middle
of July?
Yeah, to have the equipment here. So I've got to move really, really quickly. So
all right.
Call came in at a good time, but it's make sure that you know, that's why I said, where'd you get that number that you could do 250? Because
yeah,
I'm really
going
to need to make sure that it's really quick, it's fast, it's somebody who's already looked at us and kind of knows what they're doing. So, send me an email and then we'll see where we go from there.
For sure. I'll go ahead and do that right when we get off the phone. Then, is this a good number for me to call back and check in on you maybe tomorrow with, too?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. All right. Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot over the email right now, though, and then, you know, I'll give you a little description of what we need. It's just the app, the 6 months, and then that tax return. So, and then along with that, too, the quote. You said you had that, too, so that way we can go ahead and get that taken care of. But, yeah, other than that, I'll go ahead and, you know, give you a call maybe tomorrow around 10-ish if I don't get anything when I get in the office.
Okay.
All right. All right, Tammy. Well, thanks for your help, and I'll go ahead and shoot you the email right when we get off the phone.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.